This is Gino for Oroville Radio. I'm here in the skate park in Dea Shakti, and I'm here with Edgard.
Well, I have a nice story that's my own story, okay. And I'm sure some other skaters will give you some extra material. So my name is Edgar. I'm from Spain.
You're from Spain, yeah?
I was born in Barcelona in 1982, and I came to Oroville in 1996. I was 14. At that time, new age sports were not really something that you could do in Oroville. So we started bringing it here with surf and skating wherever we could, you know. Sometimes it was on the roof of a building. And that's actually how this whole movement started, because we were skating in the roof of Solar Kitchen. And one time we were making a lot of noise, of course. People who were just drinking their coffee there, reading their newspaper, could hear the skate banging against the metal sheets and all. So, and that wasn't really the reason why this became a bigger thing. Actually, I fell down from the Solar Kitchen in one of the skate sessions.
Really? Down
yes.
On the bottom?
Yes, down from the roof. Wow. And that sort of, I recovered pretty well. And that sort of pushed us to ask Oroville for a place where we could practice all this skating.
You didn't get injured badly?
I got injured. I was like 2 weeks in bed and in a pretty bad state. But I was very lucky. Mm-hmm. And through Oroville therapists, they got my back, back in shape.
Yeah.
And immediately I joined skating again. But we went to the Oroville Town Development Council. At that time, it was a totally different story.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
And we said, listen, we want to build a skate park, so we don't bother anymore other users, other places. So,
yeah.
Like that, we won't use public spaces also. And they offered this area, and the work started really fast. We had a few fathers that were interested in making this also. And we were very motivated to have our skate park.
Who fundraised? Who financed it?
So this was financed by Prema, who passed away. Andre from Oromix.
Okay, so hang on. Prema from the Andre and Prema.
Yes.
Andre Babu, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and Eric from Ozoland. And Paco. Paco, I don't know if you know, an American person. And these four people were actually the head of this production. And the kids behind them that wanted this made somehow. And yeah, with the help of these adults, we got this area made in 2002. And it's been, it has better moments and worse moments. But now it's back in shape, and we hope we can upgrade it.
What do you mean back in shape? Like it was cracked in some places? Or?
Well, when I came here 2 years back, it was a complete jungle.
Oh, okay.
And it was almost not used by people, because it was a very difficult access. There was a big wall of thorn plants growing into the ramp, so you couldn't really use it. It was full of broken bottles of glass. People had used this place for drinking. Even nowadays, we are really making sure that people don't come here at night, because we even had like people from the surrounding villages that are related to mafia and people like that using this area.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite difficult to get rid of them. And to make them understand that they can, that this is not a place for that. That this is a place for sports and healthy practices. And now, yeah, since 2 years, we have gotten back all the skaters of the community and the people who were involved initially, and we have gotten this project going through official means, like going through paperwork and everything to get permissions. And we are planning to do a little park around it also, so that if families come, they can maybe have a picnic area, a kids' playground, an alternative to the one in Certitude. And at the same time, the skate park obviously will grow a little bit, hopefully.
Was there anything added recently, or this was is the same structure as when it was built at the beginning?
We fixed the cracks. We fitted a new stairs mm-hmm. on that side, and we brought this ramp that was in before in the other side of Oroville. So the kids were using this ramp in the other side of Oroville and
where? Quilapalayam, where?
Orovelo.
Orovelo, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the adults that wanted to skate, they would come here. So at the end, the decision was made that it would be better to have it all in the same place. Yes. And we talked to the people who were using this ramp, and they accepted. So mm-hmm. we did fundraising in Christmas to move this ramp here, and it happened.
Cool. So you're going to be also the caretaker for this house?
Yeah, so for the moment I'm going to be the caretaker for a period of a year or 2 years. I'm not sure yet, that's not clear yet. But yeah, after these 2 years they can decide if I'm the person, if I've done anything or if I've...
if you're suitable for the
Yeah,
for the
exactly.
Place. Yes. So what works are needed here? With like some gardening, probably? Some
gardening is one of the main things for the moment, because this area has to remain a park, as natural as possible. There should be very little construction. Mm-hmm. So if there's any at all, it's like benches or, you know, maybe a bathroom, limited bathroom, you know. So it's basically like, can you imagine a park, no? A park, what does it have? Trees and a well-maintained forest, basically. Yeah. So we have cleaned around the skate park to make it look again accessible. And the caretaker who was here also did quite a good job in the back. Mm. He cleaned an area. So now what we're going to do is keep start where he stopped and make sure that the whole place is accessible to people, no? Mm-hmm. That it becomes like a public area. It was... planned in the town development as a green area. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we did is ask, like, what is this place meant to be? And they said this.
So you mean to keep it green?
Yes.
Okay, good. How many people take part of this?
I would say that total skaters in Oroville, I would say 20.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's all the new, like, skaters, like kids that are coming twice a week
learning,
and they're learning, and we have one of a very good skater, his name is Satya, and he's offering classes to all these kids.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, in a regular basis, and it's really nice to see all these little kids that want to learn. Eventually they'll become like us.
Do you do competitions sometimes?
We do once a year, usually an event that's for fundraising, and also just so that people have a fun time. And then we do a small competition, but it's not...
It's just symbolic. Between you guys, yeah.
It's symbolic, yeah.
When is the event that you do once a year?
It's not fixed for the moment.
Ah, okay.
We know that we do one big event a year, but then we do small little things sometimes also.
Well, let us know when you're going to do it, because then we can announce it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Ask about the bowl thing and you know, some other ramp, which even the butter bench.
So that's something that's coming up. We already have the estimate. We know how much it costs to make the new modules. We have a few in mind, because this place was basically it was started, but it was never finished, and now the skaters have evolved also. And they need new things that at that time they never imagined they would need, no? Mm. So those things are going to be built through fundraising. And Oroville also has a lot of units that can donate material. And that would be also a way of not having to involve too much money. Mm-hmm. The idea also is that the skaters, eventually, if they want, learn how to build it. So it could be something educational also.
What type of material do you need?
Well, the best is usually wood and steel, but the most lasting in India is concrete. Mm. You know, if you make something out of concrete, look, this has been here since 2002, and it has almost no cracks. Termites have not managed to damage it.
It's about 15 years, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steel is also good, but you have to sort of maintain it.
Mm. So that steel ramp,
yeah,
you have to keep painting it or something, huh?
Well, make sure that the leaves don't stay on top and it becomes human for really long, because
it rusts.
So, yeah, and it's a little bit noisy also.
Yes,
so it's not such a good thing for a forest.
Mm.
Eventually, we would like to have something that is environmentally friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so noise, I think, would be something to have in mind.
Mm-hmm. I see a path over there in front of me. Do you think from here you can reach the area of town hall? I don't know, youth center, perhaps.
Through little paths.
Yeah.
Eventually, there is in the plan, in the master plan, there is an exit in the west side of the park.
Okay.
That will lead to a cycle path.
Okay.
So it would only be accessible through cycle or walking.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, yes. So it's like a green corridor, yeah. Green corridor for walking.
This in the plan, the idea is that it becomes a green corridor and a wildlife corridor also.
Yes, so to maintain some kind of green in the area.
Well, and some other animals can still, you know.
To keep some...
It's not going
to
be like a all clean.
Yeah. There's going to be some green, some forest.
We call them like islands. Islands where everything can grow without really human touching, and there'll be just like a 10 square meter area, a few of them in the park, and that will allow the natural animals to, like,
the wildlife
to, like, hide there while they're crossing the green corridor, basically.
Yes. What do we have here? We have porcupines.
We have mangoose. We have civet cats.
Peacock,
jackals.
Right.
We even have deers, spotted deers.
Really?
And a couple of animals. Like
rabbits,
that.
I saw.
There are rabbits.
So by leaving, basically, you want to leave the space that is like a forest, wild. Leave it natural.
But only small places, because the whole place has to still be accessible to the community, no?
Sure.
The park is supposed to become accessible, open to all Aurovillians, and it should have like a few corridors through the... Can you imagine, like, you come with your family and you can walk through a little forest where you will find a water place, a place to sit maybe, a kid's playground, a barbecue or a picnic area, maybe an area for fitness, some sort of a fitness that's not... the same that we already have in Oregon, because there's already a few fitness parks, but this would be more like maybe for balance and for agility, and just a park totally accessible for Oroville community, and a few paths where you can walk or jog
and reach areas like can you reach
already we have a project that's already open, and it's access from transformation to TLC school.
Okay.
Before, they were cycling through the road and it was quite dangerous for them in the morning, so we opened a little path ahead of the project for them to be able to access the school without going through the main road.
So now this is active.
This is already active. I think this was one of the first I'm not sure, maybe I'm mistaken, but it could be one of the or the first ramp in India. Proper ramp, half a mini ramp. There's some people claiming that they had the first ramp, but I'm not sure about that. And also, I wouldn't mind. We have nothing to lose if we are the second ones. But we were one of the first skate parks in India.
I don't know much about skating. Tell me, this ramp, like, is it a good ramp? Is it that, like,
what? Well, it has a very particular transition. So the way it goes is a very special.
Okay.
And if you go around the world, it's a very nice ramp.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not too sharp.
It has a special kick.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one of the ideas also is, back in our time, we didn't have really a place where we could socialize and meet with, like, youth. It was always somewhere where, like, a coffee, like a cafe, or, you know, it was not really a place like this. And this could eventually become like a plaza.
Mm-hmm.
or a sort of a hub for a social meeting, no? For the youth.
Yeah. But then you would need like a cafeteria or something, no? A canteen.
Right now there's nothing and people are coming, no?
Yes, that's
so
true.
There is an idea of having a picnic area.
Okay.
With a secret surprise.
What do you mean the secret? Oh, you can't. No, you have to say it.
We don't have. Yeah, now I have to say it. We don't have a barbecue area in Oroville.
Oh, I see.
And
yes.
It would be like a place where you can come with your family.
Have a barbecue, keep it safe.
Make a little barbecue in a safe environment, obviously. And have maybe a few chairs and benches where you can, you know, like something like that.
I would say that the first thing you need, like, straight away is like a basic toilet.
Yeah, very good. Exactly.
But it looks like a very friendly, like for families, like a very friendly environment, no? Like.
The thing is that skating is not so much for little kids, but we can do it in certain ways so that everybody can enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Because it's important that the pros can skate without getting a kid crossing their path. And to do that, the best is to make an area for kids. Like okay. A kid's
playground,
exactly. Anyway, there is a lot of information in our project. You can go and see it in L'Avenir.
Okay.
It has been presented there as a full thing. And yeah, like I said, I came in 1996 to Oroville with my parents, and loved this place so much. I've been traveling also, and for 15 years I was out. I didn't find anything quite like it.
Quite like Oroville.
Yeah. Wherever I went, I was missing that goal, no? The ultimate, like, goal. And it was always either work for your boss, work for your salary, and that's about it, no?
Mm.
So when I got together with Stella, my wife, and we had a kid, I had very clear...
That you wanted to come back here.
To come back, yeah.
And now your wife, Stella, is pregnant, I see, unless
yes.
she swallowed the watermelon.
No. She's pregnant, yes, we're going to have a second child.
Yeah. So your second child is going to born here, I guess.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. That's cool. The idea.